Yeah, baby, Lancelot Knight and The Woods. That song just went number one on the Indigenous Music Countdown. Congratulations to Lancelot. We love hanging with that guy. He's a real fun dude to hang with and a great musician. Last time I think I saw him would have been Mariposa. Now, before that was Panther City from the amazing Leon Bridges, who's on tour with Charlie Crockett right now. You should see that show. And they're both incredible artists and have known each other since their careers began. Now for something from a guy who's got the same initials as I do. We don't get mixed up a lot, though. He is incredible. Here's James Taylor and the song Copperline on the jukebox.
Creek, leaning heavy on the end of the week. Picky leads and a hog-nosed snake down on Copper Line. We were down on Copper Line. One summer night on the Copper Line, slip away past supper time. Smoke and moonshine down on Copper Line. One time I saw my daddy dancing, watched him moving like a man in a trance. He brought it back from the war in France, down on the Copper Line. French water and tomato wine, creosote and turpentine, supple mess in the moonshine, down on Copper Line. Down on Copper Line. First kiss ever I took, like a page from a romance book. The sky opened and the earth shook. Down on Copper Line. Down on Copper Line. To last all night down on Copper Line. Day breaks and the boy wakes up, and the dog barks and the bird sings, and the sap rises and the angels sigh. Yeah. I tried to go back as if I could, all spec house and plywood, tore up good. Down on Copper Line. It doesn't come as a surprise to me. It doesn't touch my memory. Man, I'm lifting up, rising free. Down over Copper Line. Half a mile down to Morgan Creek. I'm only living for the end of the week. Picket leads and a hog-nosed snake. Down on Copper Line. Take me down on Copper Line. Oh, down on Copper Line. Lay me down on Copper
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
To come home, pull back the the sun burn down. The lights are out, I've lit a candle. I'm all alone, but I'm not alone. I hear voices whisper, only shadows tonight.
Julian Taylor here, and I'm your host on the jukebox. That is good friend Isla Barker from Manitoba and the song If the Sun Burns Out. That was from her first release in 2013. We got music coming up from Toby Nwigwe, and he's joined by a whole slew of artists. It's kind of an artist collective that's joining the American rapper for a song called I'm Not Good. Also on the show, brand new music that just dropped this fall, from an artist by the name of Sutye, and the song's called Realness. This is a really cool track, and this is an artist born in Morocco and raised in Canada. A very great storyteller, and has an incredible emotional sort of broad appeal that I really enjoyed listening to the song Realness. That's coming up very shortly. Ray Zaragoza is also on the show, and joining her is Milk. The song is called Joy Revolution. We also have the breakup song, They Don't Write 'Em, from 1981 and Greg Keane Band. This is some rock and roll that I think you're going to really enjoy. Discovered this in Portland, Oregon at Soundcheck, and it was cool. Had to play it on the show. Here it is on the jukebox.
The dance, the temple, the music. hill and sing at the top of my lungs. I wanna dance, tell my tales, cry, run, do whatever I want. I wanna join the joy revolution.
Music for the Human Race from Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Supposed to be. You hit me with but that's not my job. I wanna pick you up off of the ground and lift you higher. I wanna save you, yeah, but I'm not God.
Look, some of the most solid I've known in life stood 10 toes down on sinking sand. I made it out the mud while don't really evolve or think we can. The wisdom I feel most is sifted out the palms of wrinkling hands by those who sit and tell stories like Nori and them drinking champs. Moment of silence. Let the Holy Ghost come baptize. Cause I evolved from using my southern drawl to flog and chastise. The posture I have towards the countenance of my is let them be. Cause even when you know why the cage bird sings, you might not could set them free. My pawpaw in the midst of Ruach Elohim, petitioning, anointed it with oil back in the gap. He hope I could drip with him. And I'm slicker than a bowl of kerosene. Loaded clip on my head for a Pharisee. No game signals, I'm just at a better switch and let us sing at your front door. No caroling, but on me.
October? What's Rocktober?
Rocktober is Long & McQuaid's amazing event in October, powered by Yorkville Sound.
Fantastic. Are Gibson and Epiphone included?
Yes.
Sure?
Uh-huh.
Trainer Orange and Blackstar amps?
Excellent.
Mapex drums?
You bet.
And Yorkville PA?
Indubitably. Plus Jupiter Brass and Woodwinds and a whole lot more. Come into any Long & McQuaid and celebrate with no interest financing and deals all month long. Check out LarnandMcQuaid.com for details.
his bird note. 19 owls. That's how many species call the U.S. and Canada home. And while some, like this great horned owl, do go hoot in the night, the natural diversity of our 19 defies stereotypes. North America's owls range in size from the 4-pound snowy owl, which stands more than 2 feet tall, to the diminutive elf owl of the southwestern deserts, who weighs less than 2 ounces. The spotted owl inhabits deep, dark, old-growth forests, while the flammulated owl prefers open pine woods. And the short-eared owl floats over wide-open grasslands. All owls are carnivores, but their diets range from mammals the size of jackrabbits to insects like moths and crickets. Boreal owls hunt in total darkness, using only their hearing. Northern hawk owls hunt by sight in broad daylight. A few migrate with the seasons. Others remain on their territories year-round. 19 owls. 19 distinctive natural histories. You can learn more about all of them at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.